Let's start. I'm ready whenever you guys are.
Kane, certainly a frustrating result for you tonight, but just can you talk about your emotion right now? I've had a few seconds to process. How are you feeling?
Oh, man, I just can't believe that happened. Having a great camp coming in, truly everything I said before, like how strong I felt, like that was all true coming in. Felt great out there, relaxed. And then taking that one step I did with my left foot, I just felt something pop. And then when I tried to take another step, it was like it just gave out on me. My knee gave out on me. I can't even believe that happened. Going in 100% healthy, 100% ready, and just to kind of have this like just freak accident, you know, I can't even believe it, man. It's just hard, you know. But I mean, that's sports. That's what we're, you know, that's what we do. That's what happens sometimes. But it's just really frustrating, you know, because again, the fire in me is strong, and like again, stronger than ever. In camp, great camp, and then this happens.
It was visible, your knee buckling, and we were all kind of trying to figure out, was it the short uppercuts inside that hurt you, or was it the knee? So from your point of view, was it really just the knee more than anything else that sent you down?
It was just the knee, yeah. I mean, he didn't even, like, touch me, you know? It was just the knee. As soon as I felt the knee just buckle, it was like, I couldn't believe that happened, you know? And then that was it, yeah.
With that in mind, were you okay with the stoppage? I mean, I know you were trying to cover up and taking some hammer fists. Were you okay with the stoppage? You feel like it was probably impossible for you to continue anyway?
It was okay because the ref saw my knee buckle. The ref saw my knee buckle. His job is to make sure we're 100% safe, and he did that. You know, even for me, just to process like what happened at that moment, even afterwards, the ref did the right job. He did the correct job tonight, so, yeah.
I imagine some medical evaluation will be needed, but is there any initial indication of exactly what it was with the knee and how long you could potentially be out and what the impact will be on you moving forward?
We'll see what happens going forward. Again, knowing what I did these past 3 years and 2 months for getting ready for this camp, I felt ready, extremely ready, felt calm out there. Like that was a place, the Octagon was a place I needed to be. And I felt great. I felt great coming back. I felt great in there with him. And then again, just the freak accident of the knee just popping out. It's just frustrating, you know. But we'll get it all checked out. The fire in me strong again still, you know, and yeah, I mean, I guess I got a lot to prove, and I'm very capable of doing that.
And last thing for me, I think you might have just touched on it right there, saying there's still something to prove, but I think people would worry that if this ends up being a serious injury, is there any possibility this is the last time we see you fight?
We'll see what happens, you know, with getting it checked out. Again, I go into everything, and I do it at my best ability, and if I feel like I can't be the best, then I really won't do it. And that's not the case. That's not the case with the Soul Camp. So there's something that happened tonight, you know? It's frustrating. So it's frustrating more so to the people out there watching, you know? They expect a lot out of me. I expect even more from myself. And yeah, it's hard. You know, it's hard to go for something like that to happen.
Kane, just to clarify, so when you said you felt you took a step with your left foot, and then where in your knee did you feel the pain? Like what part of your knee?
Felt the pain on the inside of the knee, so the meniscus probably. I mean, the meniscus, the MCL. Something just popped, something just gave out, and then when I tried to take another step, that's when I kind of got really elongated, and it's like, that was it. It was not stable. So I saw the shots that Francis was throwing, and I saw his speed, and it was something that I'm very familiar with. It's something that looked a lot faster on video, and then being in there, you know, seeing his timing and everything, you know, I felt great. I felt great. I felt like I could even get inside. I turned him back to the cage, and then my knee gives out.
When you threw the two kicks, and when you threw the second kick, is that when your leg came down? Is that when you felt the pop, or was it after you tried to move toward him?
Like I said before, when I took the one step with the left knee, with the left leg, some popped, and then I try to step again and step even more to the left, and it completely just gave out on me right then.
When he threw a punch, that seemed to graze you on the top of the head before all that happened. Did you feel that at all?
No. Going in, I felt going in for his leg. I felt his like he kind of clubbed me in the back of the head, but no, that didn't graze me at all. You know, none of the punches grazed me at all, or like did anything to myself. You know, where I felt like I was unbalanced or anything. You know, it's just the getting in on the inside, and you know, it was just a freak thing that happened with my knee, and yeah.
Are you, when you look at your career, you know, we don't know what's going to happen from, you know, this point forward. I know you would like to fight again if you can, but are you satisfied? Some people thought when you were at your peak, you were the greatest heavyweight of all time. Mm-hmm. Are you satisfied with your career as it stands today? And do you feel like you accomplished everything that your talent you had would allow you to accomplish?
I accomplished a lot. I have. But with how I feel, with how I compete with others in the gym, like, I know I'm capable of much more, much more. You know, so that's how I feel.
Kane, right here. I know you took, you know, the past year and a half really to just take some time and recover your body. Was that knee giving you any trouble at all in the past year?
No, none at all. Again, felt great the whole camp. You know, was hard sparring again, getting ready for this fight. Dude, I was ready. You know, I was ready. I am ready. And something like that happens. It's really disappointing, you know.
Kane, right here. You pulled Francis in and had some nice things to say about him, try to calm the crowd down. What compelled you to do that?
What else was I supposed to do? You know, I have a lot of respect for him. I have a lot of respect for a lot of fighters, you know. That's just how I am. Before the fight, a lot of respect, but I'm there to kill him. After the fight, a lot of respect, especially for him as a man, as a competitor, you know. I beat myself tonight, you know.
Cain, buenas noches. Una derrota, una noche triste para ti. Todos vimos lo que pasó con tu rodilla, lo acabas de explicar en inglés. ¿Cómo sacar adelante esta frustración? ¿Cómo sacar adelante este momento? ¿Piensas en el retiro? ¿Cómo sacarlo adelante eso?
Retirar, ahorita no. Porque todavía pienso que yo soy el mejor todavía. Me siento así todavía. Es una cosa que pasó bien raro esta noche con mi rodilla. Todo cosa en el campo que yo hice, estaba bien, sentía al 100, fuerte todo, y listo para una pelea contra Francis. Y eso una cosa que pasó, no ha pasado en mi campamento cuando entrené para esta pelea, lo pasó esta noche. Y sí, es una cosa que sí, triste, no sé, triste para los fans, para mí. Quería enseñar cómo ha mejorado esta noche y no tenía la oportunidad para hacer eso y es bien difícil.
Caín, una vez más en español. Suponiendo que estás bien, que la rodilla está bien después de lo que pasó, ¿cuándo te gustaría regresar y qué tipo de rival te gustaría para un regreso rápido?
Pues pronto, sí. Si mi rodilla está bien, Yo quiero regresar pronto porque mi condición, mi fuerza, la espalda está ahí, está al 100. Estoy listo. Estoy listo para ser campeón otra vez. Algo pasó esta noche. Yo no sé por qué, pero pasó. Vamos a ver en el futuro a ver por qué eso pasó. Pero es bien difícil a pensar cómo pasó algo así, pero es por algo, no sé por qué, pero vamos a saber en el futuro por qué.
Last question right
here. Kane, how does this injury compare to the others you've suffered in the past few years in terms of frustration and possibly devastation?
It's just frustrating in the fact that I was able to go through a camp and nothing went wrong, you know, everything was great. And that just, for my body, for my morale, it's like, I take on the world, you know. And it just sucks that something like this happened out of my control. It's terrible, you know, for me. But it happened for a reason. I don't know why. We'll see in the future, but this happened for a reason. So I just need to be patient. I know what I'm capable of. I know what I can do out there. I know what I can still do. So.
Francis, congratulations on your victory tonight. I know this was a special one for you. You know, you said, you know, that this was a guy you always looked up to as you were learning the sport, and this was your goal. So tell us now that it's behind you. What's the emotion like for you right now?
Well, I feel happy, very happy, you know. I don't know why. For some reason, I was happy the whole week. You know, it's kind of like I feel it. I just came here to have fun and then to enjoy my fight, you know. I'm really happy how he ends up with the victory. So I'm just going to look forward for what is next, which is title shot.
I was going to ask you, I mean, you wanted this. You've been calling for this fight. Do you think this is enough to get you a title shot? What do you think should be next for you?
I think what should be next for me is title shot. I think Ken is the one that the victory against Ken. After that, you deserve a title shot.
It did seem out there that his knee buckled, and he just came in here, and he didn't want to disrespect you, but he said his knee blew out, and that was part of the issue. Does that take anything away from the satisfaction of the victory for you?
No, because the knee buckled after a uppercut on his shin. You know, you can, there are a video about it, so you can find out, and you will see the uppercut. So that's why, that might be why the knee buckled, because he got disconnected. You know, so.
Last thing for me, it was tough to see outside, but look, did you guys have a little exchange out there on your way in? What was that?
No, we were just greeting again. He was congrating me and talking about my foundation also. So he told me that if ever I want to go back in Africa, I should tell him if he can help anyway, he'll be great for him. So he shared his experience that he was in Senegal 1 year ago with me. He said it was great. People was great there. So he would like to go back in Africa and then help. And then he also told me that he find out that he's had like 3% Africa.
Francis, to your left here. Could you feel that uppercut land? Like, you know, it looked, when we looked at the replay, like you threw a short little uppercut there and his head snapped back. Could you feel it land like in your hand? Did you know you got him good?
No, right away I couldn't feel it because I threw a bunch of punch, you know, someone who didn't touch him. And then when he fell, I knew that I hurt him because the way he fell, you know, he was like, he lay off for a second, you know, before I started hitting before the referee stopped the fight.
You also threw a shot that, you know, he kind of ducked under, but it kind of grazed him on top of the head. Do you think that that maybe hurt him a little bit and made him wobbly when you caught him with that one?
No, that one didn't really hurt him, but the shot uppercut was the one who had it, because right when in the fight, I couldn't see that, but I watched the video, and then you guys can also watch the video. So when the uppercut, that short one, connect, he just fell right away. I think that's what hurt his knee.
When you project, you know, you say you want to get a title shot, and you look, obviously you had trouble with Stipe's wrestling, and, you know, Daniel's a wrestler as well. How do you know that you'll be able to change the outcome? Like, how will you change the outcome if you go up against Daniel or Stipe again?
Just as a reminder, Ken was wrestler, Curtis right. Blaze was wrestler. There were a lot of wrestler on my shadow, on my record, you know. So I deal with that, and then he tried. They always tried their wrestling, you know.
And did you feel like? Confident going in, knowing his takedowns and everything, did you feel like, hey, if in fact he did shoot, you would be able to stuff that takedown and keep the fight on the feet?
Yes. You know, like, my wrestling is not as good as his own, and then I'm not expected to have a wrestling like this guy that have wrestled for his entire life. But also, I'm now getting more confidence because you know, I know that if we go to the ground, I'm gonna make it. You know, I have no doubt about it. I'm improving my ground game very well, and you're gonna have a chance to see it.
So you have a fight where you don't even fight 30 seconds. So that gives you a chance to maybe come back and get another fight in. Would you want to do another
fight? I was
back
already. I was back after Beijing. I was back.
But I'm saying, would you, if DC fights somebody else for the title before you, say Brock Lesnar for the sake of argument, would you fight in the interim, or are you going to just wait for a shot?
I'm now focused on the title shot. Then I can answer the if you know, I don't have hand on it, but I know what I want, which is the title shot.
And the other thing, going through the adversity that you went through, do you think that makes you better because now you've come out on the other side? You were at the lowest point of your life, or of your professional career, not your life, but of your professional career, and you've come out and you've had back-to-back knockout wins in the first round. Do you think that you're a better fighter for having been through the experience of being beaten by Stipe and Derek Lewis?
Yes, I do think that that brought me a lot. That taught me a lot. You know, I gained a lot of experience about those two losses, and you know, I believe that I'm better than I was. You know, there were things that in this business that I didn't know how it works. I was still asking myself how that would end up if it ever happened. Then I've been through all that. I've been deep down, you know. Then I came back, you know. So I'm ready for, I know what exactly it takes to be a fighter. I'm here for it. I'm just on my way to start.
Francis, right here. When you look at the finishing sequence, the end of the fight, the shot that you dropped him with, that uppercut, that short uppercut, there was almost no space there. So I just wonder, what is it about you that you can generate that kind of power in such a small area of space?
I don't know. You have to ask a scientist, a doctor or something like that, but I don't have an answer about it. You know, like in the fight, you're just trying to do whatever you're going to do to get out of there, because he was getting closer, and I didn't want him to get close. I just wanted him to make a distance.
The beginning of this week, you told us a really cool story about how when you first started this sport, you Googled, or you looked up on YouTube, UFC champion, and Cain Velasquez highlights came out. Does this win, and especially the way you did it so quickly, does this mean anything extra just because of sort of that, how long you've been looking at this man?
You know, I'm here to make my own story, and I'm really happy to have this fight, to have this win, but I will not stay on it. I'm going to move forward, you know. It was a great win. It was the fight that I've been waiting for, like, 2 years, because I mentioned him after I fought Arlovski. But I have to move forward. It's not a belt. It's not a title. I want the title. I want the belt. So, unfortunately, he didn't have the belt.
Well, hey, let's talk about moving forward. The champion is Daniel Cormier. I'm just curious, how do you feel like you match up with Daniel Cormier? What does a fight with you and Daniel look like?
Well, I think he should come to avenge his teammate, and then I think that would be a good matchup. I'm going to get that done as well.
Do you have any prediction for that fight?
Let's set it up first, then I'll give you a prediction.
Fair enough. Congrats.
Thank you.
Hi, Francis, over here. Hi. You said, right, when talking to Kevin, you looked at the fights with Lewis and with Stipe as learning experiences, and you've grown from them. Could you elaborate a little bit on what you think some of the biggest things you took away from them fights and how they helped you grow in what we saw tonight?
He helped me grow as a fighter because, to be honest, I have a quick rise, and then I missed a lot of things during my way up. So I had to go back. I had to go back there and pick it up. You know, like how a fighter life could be, how you can manage your life separately with fight. You know, I mean, I love fighting. It's great, but it's a job today. It's a pleasure as well, but I still have a life beside that. So how to take to make them both work together, you know. So there were a lot of things about fighter life that I didn't know. I didn't know how to organize myself, how to make things by myself. And then sometime last year, I felt like I was there to please people. I wasn't there for me. And then, I mean, I lost what was my purpose, what brought me in this sport, because at the beginning it was just for fun, it was just for pleasure, you know.
Absolutely. So picking up a win over arguably one of the greatest heavyweights the sport's ever known, I mean, where does that rank on your career accomplishment so far, and what can we expect to see from here, because this is a pretty big step forward for you, and I think it's only on the up and up.
Well, you're just going to expect to see me have that belt. I mean, yes, I still believe that my best days to come. Yes, I'm 32 years old, and I'm just started this sport 5 years ago, and I'm still going to do it for a very long time. I'm going to write my own story. I don't know exactly what's going to, how that gonna end up, but I really excited to see how he's gonna end up, and then I'm gonna do all my best to do it in the right way.
Last one for you, and Kevin brought up you possibly fighting again. Obviously, Dan, there's been the talk about the Brock Lesnar fight, possible another fight with John Jones. Would you be interested in possibly getting that rematch back with Stipe and showing how far you've advanced since then before you get that title shot, or is it title or bust for you?
No, before. I mean, so you want to make an order to what I want? It's not what I want. I want the title first. So if you want, you can give the belt back to Stipe, and then I'll fight Stipe right now, you know. But I always said I would like to have a rematch against Stipe. But right now, my target, my goal is the belt.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And then for Brock Lesnar, he's just walking around talking shit, but never show up for fight. So let's see.